readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip Likely to Succeed A to Z, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this magnificent Monday, March 16, 2026 edition. Your defending fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Randy. What a great day this is.
Yes, sponsored by you. The commercial just played. Automation popped it in there perfectly for us. Love it. What's going on in your world?
This is great. So 21 inches of snow. The road crews, those guys are warriors. Thank you to everybody that's got a plow and a truck. And so I was out there with my Husqvarna, man. I'm pushing through the snow. It's not really going that well. And I do have my lot plowed by my buddy Dan. Thank you, Dan. And so he takes care of that, and we trade adjustments and haircuts. His wife does hair anyways. And so I'm struggling in my driveway, and it's just up the street. I look over, and there he is. Call him up, and he says, I'll be right there. And, man, took care of my driveway. And otherwise, I'd still be out there pushing snow unsuccessfully. It was amazing. A lot of snow.
Right. A lot of snow. We got reports everywhere. Petoskey got hit really hard. Sheboygan's buried. Wow. Nobody's working today. So we're talking to a lot of people.
So here you go. I wrote this poem for today. It's snowing and blowing and pretty cold, too. And this, I'm going to set the moment here. It is Magnificent Monday, and I wrote a poem for you. Pass the love is what Mary said to me. Love one another is how we should be. The pendulum of life swings both ways, you know. If you plant seeds of love, love is what will grow. Give away kindness is a great idea, too. When you give away kindness, kindness comes back to you. Heaven and hell are just a concept, you know. Your life energy determines where your life will go. When you look in the mirror, who or what do you see? Are you sure the reflection is who you want to be? I believe in you, and I believe that you can. Love one another is a wonderful plan. And I was writing about that because I'm thinking the energy that you interact with people. It's absolutely amazing these days when you just kind of out and about just to say hello or whatever. And you never know what people are thinking. And so I'm going to talk about just thoughts and what happens in your mind and how important that is. But it's always interesting to me. You say hello to some people, not so much. Others, they light up like just like a candle. And you think, wow, that was fun. And it's just a simple hello a lot of times. But I was writing down just about thinking. And so I wrote this also was, if you think about it, I wrote, life is in the wave. So there's radio waves, there's microwaves, thought waves. I was 7 years of age, no, 9 years of age in 1967 at the Montreal World Expo. And it was, my mom's from Canada, so she was so proud to have the expo in Montreal. So that we went as a family, we camped, and mom and I went back one night, and that's where I learned about soy sauce. But I also learned about a microwave. And they were also doing Zoom calls, you know, Zoom calls or phone calls where, video calls where you could see each other. And
sure.
I thought, wow, that's wild, you know, and then the microwave talking about cooking your dinner in a few minutes, you know. And then radio waves. I started thinking about it the other day, and I thought, okay, I have a cell phone, right? Everybody does, and I got a speaker in the room, and I hit Pandora on my cell phone, and next thing you know, I'm listening to music, and I can even choose what music I want to listen to. Okay, here's what this is about. You can't touch that wave, but you can hear the music, right? I don't know how it works, but the fact that it works, there's music playing, so it works. Microwave, same kind of thing. You hit a button, and you bake a potato in 3 to 4 minutes. How it works? Do you know how a microwave? I mean, I'm sure we got a simple answer, but for the most part, you know,
yep.
somebody came up with this, and now you can cook a potato in 3 to 4 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. It's technology, and the thing of it is, it uses cells, and isn't actually hot, but what it is, it's shaking the water, and our tongue tastes it as heat. It's amazing, absolutely amazing. We're going to have more with Rick Randall.
Got a little more of that.
He's the author of Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success. Short break. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
We'll be right back.
Positive attitude, you've already won.
There we go. Magnificent Monday. Yes, it is. Author Rick Randall is on the show with us. Rick, you have some thoughts today about thinking.
So that was the microwave, the radio waves. You know, we don't understand how that works exactly, but it's evident. So thought waves. And so, you know, thought waves can't touch this. Can't touch the wave, but you can hear and feel and see what the wave produces. So thoughts are seeds, and this is so important. Your thinking is so important. Pay attention to what you're thinking. So that was one of the words in the book in the T section was think is believe, conceive, imagine, dwell, reason, reflect, intend, purpose, create, dream. Okay, so that could keep you pretty busy doing all that. How important is it? Well, it's essential in your life. And to sit and just think about your life and spend time doing it. And so here we go. It goes with the thought. The thoughts are seeds and thoughts become things. Thoughts become behavior. Our behaviors are also seeds. So seeds are something that's small that grows into something else. You know, I don't really know how a little acorn turns into a mighty oak tree, right? But it does. There's this incredible energy that is always there for us to help us grow into what I call the mighty you. And so affirmations, positive affirmations. When you write stuff down, so I have a list. I could just go on for the next 15 minutes just talking about my 38 things. But one is what you think about. And so affirmations help guide your thinking. So it's very important. I just saw a tape the other day about the prefrontal cortex, which we've talked about before, and it was even just more emphatic than I was, perhaps, about how important that part of your brain is, and very sensitive as well. And so it gets exposed to whatever you see, whatever you hear, whatever you read, what people are teaching you and paying attention to. And that prefrontal cortex is your excitement center. It's your will to live. It's your executive center. It's your decision-making center. It should be where you spend your time most of the time in your brain. Brain's busy doing other things. But you know, when you look up, you go up. Don't let the negative few overwhelm the positive many. Dale Carnegie, don't criticize, condemn, or complain. I wrote this thing, Abundance for Everybody. If you start your day with gratitude, we talked about that. And then I threw zest in there. I wrote something the other day about how important zest is. So when you wake up in the morning, you're grateful. You know, you're excited about the day. And it has to do with your thinking. And so your thoughts count. Your life is the manifestation of your thinking. Pay attention to what's going on in your head. Before long, it's what's going on in your life. And I laugh. We can't do much about the weather. You know, on Saturday, Randy, on Saturday when it was, I got done blowing, and as soon as I could get the snow off the driveway, it was melting, you know. And yep. after Friday's storm, and you're thinking, nah, that storm's not coming tomorrow. And meantime, my wife, she says, you're going to the store? I said, yeah, I'm heading up the store now. She goes, turn around. She goes, we're going to need gas. I'm thinking, need gas? What are we talking about? She goes, there's a storm coming, you know, and she watches the weather.
Sure.
Remember when you were a kid, Randy, and they would predict the snowstorm, and you're like, this is no day of school or no school tomorrow, and you'd wake up in the middle of the night and you'd look out and there's no snow, and in the morning the bus is still coming, and so sure. I was always a little disappointed, like I'm kind of looking for the snow, and so I was thinking, oh, as much as I love a snowstorm, you know, it's just at the same time you think it's not coming. I've been disappointed too many times. Well, now what's funny in our life, when it snows like that, it means you got to do some shoveling and you got to do some snow blowing. And in the office, it used to be expensive because people would cancel. And then the world works both ways. People go out and shovel and they'd hurt their back. And so maybe, you know, they'd be back in a couple days.
Coming in for an adjustment. Absolutely.
Get an adjustment from shoveling. So,
well, you know, anyways. It was amazing. The predictability that they had.
Unbelievable.
2 a.m., yep. You know, yep. Because like you say, you know, I did too. I cleared the driveway. The sun came out. It melted everything. It was beautiful. I said, you know, I'm going to trust this weather report. It says it's going to start snowing, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning. So sure enough, Saturday I got into Costco and I filled up the vehicles with gas and everything.
Yeah, there you go.
And bam, 2 a.m. I looked outside. I was up. And sure enough, little tiny snowflakes started covering that beautifully smooth, clean asphalt.
Yeah, gorgeous.
Sidewalk. Yeah, it was like, oh, man, are you kidding me? So bottom line, Rick, this thinking process, as you're going through these poems that you're reading out of the book, the Road Trip book, Good Words for Success. As you read these poems, and they're in the book, like you say, but it really causes you to think more about everything that's not only in the book, but also, like you say, activity breeds success in the brain. Talk about the brain again, because I think that's an important part of it, what you put into the brain, what you consciously think about.
Yeah, it's the front part of your brain called the prefrontal cortex, and it is so important. And here's what's amazing, is that all of our energies are connected. That's why it's so important with your spouse or with your children, that you teach them this positive thinking, this positive energy. I call it love positive energy, and which is interesting too. So here's another thing. So I started writing for the Gaylord Press. This week will be my second thing that I've written. But what I wrote about was this: the apples don't fall too far from the tree. It's okay as a parent. That's kind of the most common example. The thinking that you present to your children, how you raise your children, that's what we did with the Good Words book. Your thinking with your family, if you can stay on the positive side of love and life and living, then it's all about can and possible. I wrote all these sayings. I have all these sayings that go, positive power, this is good. Positive power turns positive possibilities into positive probabilities. That's the power of positive. Or positive people with positive thoughts get positive results. And I wrote that also about positive. It's not so much that it's just all, it is pretty much laid on or laid off, but it's really your thinking response to situations or circumstance. And you either add light to the situation or you don't, right? I mean, there's a lot of things that aren't that great, or you got to work through some stuff. There's no doubt about it. The world right now is, I really believe we're returning back to love. It just looks a little confusing. But if we can come together and if we can unite on the common cause and just think of the energy that we could have working together. And so when you start putting that together, it's just this universal energy that it's a flow. It's just this vibe. It's like, it's just you're cruising down the river. It's easy, and it should be, and it has to do everything with what you think. So that the thoughts are seeds, they grow into your future. I love that saying. And you think, okay, so watch your thoughts, pay attention, but then you have to write stuff down too, So when I talk about the apples don't fall too far from the tree, I call it the tree of life. And so I believe in this incredible love and this positive energy and this light from which we have come from. This is good. That would be the tree. The best three-letter word for me is God, if we wanted to name the tree. Where are we going? That's a really good question. Because of we come from love and are manifested because of love, the seeds in our soul are love. So your inherent nature is that energy. That's the poem that I wrote from the beginning, or read in the beginning. It's this thought process, this harmony process, this world peace process. It's just all in our thinking. If we're all thinking in the same, the same vein, is that we can get along. That's what Passive Positive is all about. I've been wearing bracelets for 15 years now. Anyways, it says Passive Positive. I got sweatshirts all over the place. Passive Positive. It's just a thought process. And so when I live this way, you attract that energy into your life, right? And it's crazy how your thoughts show up. I mean, Randy, you have thoughts in your head all the time. You're like, huh, where'd that one come from? Right.
Sure.
Maybe don't. And if they don't resonate with good, if they're not about, if they don't inspire you or encourage you or fire you up or get you going, then that's the beautiful thing about the book, is that it's full of good words that you just you rely on. You go into your bag of words and you pull out good words and you rewrite and play a better thought. And then again, I can't emphasize enough how important it is to write stuff down on paper. Write your thinking on paper. It's just, it makes such a huge difference. So here's my poem. Think about your success. It is just one thought away. Okay, so they say that we should think on paper. Write down what you would like to see. It starts with a positive attitude and believing in the future and what can be. Spend a few minutes of your day thinking. Meditation time is good. Think about what is possible and believe in could. The premise is that life is naturally good and should be a pretty good time. It is just a matter of thinking about it, and what is possible will fall in line. So then I had to add another poem. I just wrote this because I was reading that, and because the morning looks like it does. I said, right now I'm thinking about sunshine. A serious meltdown would be pretty good. Spring is just a few days away. Isn't that wild, Randy? We're going to turn the corner here. And that's why I said, so a serious meltdown would be pretty good. Spring is just a few days away. Winter made a final statement, not to be misunderstood. They say it is best to ride the horse in the direction it is going. Are you going upstream or downstream? Which way are you rowing? Hopefully the electric is on and the furnace has enough gas. So just sit right back and enjoy the storm. And know this too shall pass. Spring is coming.
Amen to that. Amen to that. That's a good one. Hey, you know, one thing else that I did want to mention. You're in the process of producing the audiobook.
No, this is great. Thank you.
Yeah. Yes. And one thing I think people can appreciate is the book is kind of, I use it as a daily reference guide, you know, kind of like the Bible. You just open it up, whatever page God tells you to open it to, but it's amazing. And the book today, when I picked it up this morning, was positive. Okay. You know,
I was curious.
Positive. And I'm like, okay, Rick's coming on. We're going to be positive. We're going to think about this. But the energy, and Missy talked about this in hour number two, it all has to do with electrical. It all has to do with energy. You know, and the cells, the waves, and everything is all tied together. But just for the last couple minutes here, what are you hoping to accomplish with the audiobook? Why are you doing it? Why are you producing it? And what do you hope to accomplish?
Well, I think just getting exposure to the concept. It's the Good Words concept. And so the audiobook, you know, I haven't listened to a lot of audiobooks, but this is certainly a really good audiobook. Like you said, Randy, I thank you for helping me. We identified each page with page numbers. That was a great thing to do. So
right.
Like you said, you can go back to your audio and say, man, I was on word number or page number 61 and start again. The book, I picked the book up in the morning, and I did that today, you know, preparing for the show, but I thought I'm going to pull a Randy here and see what word shows up. And I'll tell you what's been really showing up frequently is the word purpose. And I wrote a thing about purpose last week for the paper. And so purpose showed up today, but I was thinking that we kind of talked about that last time. And so I thought, all right, well, maybe that's just a little word for me. You know, what's your purpose today, Rick?
What's my purpose for today, Rick?
So it was good. So anyways, you know, pass the love, pass the positive, pass the aloha. It's just a matter of how we think. And if we all start thinking like-minded people, if we start thinking on, especially spring, but just the natural goodness of love and life and living, you get to experience that energy in your life. And it makes your life so much, much more rewarding and much, much more meaningful, much more purposeful. So,
yeah,
Randy, absolutely. I appreciate the opportunity.
All right, buddy. We appreciate you. And thanks for coming on and keeping us motivated here on this Monday. Greatly appreciate you.
Very good, Randy. Have a great day. Make the
you
most
too,
of
buddy.
It.
You too, buddy. You bet. Thank you.
Bye now.
One of the things I want to wrap up is the book itself. If you text me RT, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success, likely to succeed A through Z, I have it already set up in my phone where my phone will reply back with the picture of the cover and the link to Amazon.com. You can buy it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. There is absolutely, this book is your daily guide, is a reference. It's just a good way to open up the book. Turned it just now, page 15, courage, compassion, page 14. It's just words, it's poems, it's life,